Gonna tell you about the latest superstar to join Instagram and why he was so scared to take that plunge, actually, coming up in just a second. First, I know you guys have never watched it. Sam certainly has never watched it. Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk on Facebook.
Heard of this.
All right, so we haven't watched
this show.
I love it. It's literally like therapy sessions, and they bring stars on and talk about just the most real things that you don't hear people opening up and making themselves vulnerable about.
It is very candid.
Yeah, and she had Demi Moore and her daughters sit down to speak about Demi's struggles with alcohol and drug abuse. You'll remember back in 2012, Demi Moore overdosed on a drug known as Whippets, and she had, I guess you like breathe it in, and she had a horrific seizure, and hearing her daughter Rumor talk about being there for that moment and seeing it happening was very emotional.
I'm like, either my mom's going to die and I'm not going to be in the room and I'm going to feel the guilt of that for the rest of my life, or I'm going to be there and see this image of my mom and that I will never get out of my head. So like, what I do? Or I'm going to have to call my sisters in the morning and tell them that my mom died and they're never going to talk to her again.
Awful, right? And Demi Moore went on to talk about the fact that, yes, she was addicted to drugs and alcohol, but she was addicted to Ashton Kutcher, because this was all happening while she was dating Ashton Kutcher. She said she was addicted to him in the same way.
My addiction to Ashton, and that was probably almost more devastating.
Absolutely.
Because it took me seriously away emotionally.
It was really unbelievable how raw they were. The kids said, like, at the time that their mother put Ashton above everyone else, Demi admitted that she really changed who she was for him, that she felt like she needed to be this really fun girl who drank wine and partied a little bit, and just the healing process coming back from that. It's amazing.
You would expect to hear this maybe from a younger Demi Moore, but the fact that she had already had three kids with Bruce Willis, and to revert back to this mind state where you just get obsessed with the boy, it just seems like it's untimely.
And she's stunning, which is not what it's about, but I'm learning more and more as I grow that, like, oftentimes those people have the most insecurities.
Yeah, you can be the biggest female icon in the world and it's still not enough.
She'd literally have anybody that she wants and she still struggled.
If she so desired.
Sure, what she wanted. All right, Matthew McConaughey celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday by joining Instagram. He followed in Jennifer Aniston's footsteps and took the big leap, and he did share his first video post yesterday, and he said he's really looking forward to seeing if he can sort of tickle our funny bones, make our hearts swell up a little bit, play with our emotions. And it might be a bit surprising, but he's actually also very terrified to put himself out there in this way.
I want him to see me. Look, this is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world, and I'm a little bit nervous about it, because quite frankly, I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue.
He should be nervous.
Why?
Yeah, how long before he regrets putting stuff out there on Instagram? You see so many artists now.
You think he's the type?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Even if he doesn't mean to. Something's going to get misconstrued. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
It is hard. And again, I think we believe sometimes that these celebrities are immune to any sort of like hurt or pain. But you see some of these comments, and I don't know how they get up and read them every day, honestly.
Yeah.
If you do want to follow him, just leave nice comments. It's official McConaughey. That is his handle.
Nice.
And so far, he has 650,000 followers.
Well, that's it.
Ooh.
Well, he's not doing Jennifer Aniston numbers, that's sure.
Already, Instagram's being a failure for McConaughey.
But the thing with Jennifer Aniston is, like, she's going to get both the guys and the girls who want to follow her.
That's true.
With Matthew McConaughey, I think he'll be skewed very female.
Well, I'm not following him for his abs, if anything. So,
are you going to follow him at all?
No.
No, of course. All right. I'm Nikki, and that is your Biz. And coming up, we've got another chance for you to beat Sam. He has been slipping.
Oh, have
these past couple of days. You can beat him. You can pick up $150 to spend at Dormez-vous.